This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're back. It's a Phillies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz live from Chickies and Pete's the day after the opener. You all right with that mic there, buddy?
Yes, sir. It's too close to my mouth.
There you go. Whoa. Ike Reese, how you doing?
Welcome to YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, we're on YouTube again,
yeah,
by the way.
Spike Lee, holler at your boy. That was a little out of order there.
It's wrong, holler at your boy.
Yep, Spike Lee. What's happening?
There you go.
Jackie Baseball, I wanted to get to you. It's one down, 161 to go. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Holler at your boy.
I can't even see you guys. There's so many shadows. Like, I just, it's already affecting the beginning of the game, the beginning of the show. It's going to be a tough at least first 2 hours. Can't see you.
Can't see anything. Well, it will be an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show as we take way too much from the first Phillies game. Have to do it as tradition goes. It'll be a big show as always. Maybe we'll have Elliot Shore Parks at 3 o'clock. We're not sure enough. Sure not. He's at a wedding. Tornado
a
Shapiro.
Wedding.
Yeah, a wedding.
Yeah,
Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon. Like, come on. How much of a discount do we need? 3 o'clock. Or 3:30, Tornado Shapiro joins us for your weekend forecast. 4 o'clock, Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo and the Kevin O'Connor Show will join us to talk about Cooper Flagg as we capture the flag. And we will give out the belt at 4:30 as we do every Friday, see if there's a new owner of the belt. But Ike, I want to overreact a little bit to yesterday's game. So Phillies win 7-3 in extra innings. And I have to say, I was overall very encouraged by what I saw. Zach Wheeler, we saw the normal Zach Wheeler we expected to see, right? We saw Alvarado look pretty good, you know, and Alvarado hasn't looked like that in a while. But I was most encouraged, and I know this is going to sound crazy because everybody has been complaining about the 19 strikeouts yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I thought they were a good 19 strikeouts. I saw Trey Turner taking pitches. I saw a good pitcher on the mound against them. The shadows were a real thing. But overall, I did not see the kind of strikeouts, like the bad Philly strikeouts. I felt like they were pretty good Philly strikeouts. I thought that they worked counts a little bit. I didn't see them chasing very much. And once the shadows went away, the offense came alive. We did see a home run from Schwarber out of the cleanup spot. I was told we couldn't do that. We saw a clutch hit from Alec Bohm. But overall, I thought that the plate discipline, even though there were 19 strikeouts, and I know it sounds crazy, I thought the plate discipline was overall pretty good yesterday, so I was encouraged.
Yeah, you got a mixed bag out of yesterday. You know, for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes of that game, I don't think anybody was feeling very good about what we were watching. Shadows be damned. Don't care anything about that. When you're going through that, and you're watching it, it is frustrating. And there were times where there were some swing and misses at pitches where you're saying to yourself, ah, you could have let that one go. Here we go chasing. Are we doing a chasing thing? But again, it's the first game of the season. So to me, I didn't expect to see some perfect team out there yesterday. They're going to chase from time to time. And when you go through three or four innings of not getting a run across base and you're struggling, you begin to put more pressure on yourself to want to deliver. So some of these things are just human nature, and it comes with the sport, right? To be patient getting through six, seven, eight innings of hitless baseball or a hit here or a hit there, but you're striking out so much, that is frustrating. And this is the team that I'm not necessarily – isn't accustomed to being patient at the plate. They're working their way through this, trying to be a better team at the plate when it comes to being patient and waiting for pitches that you can get to hit. That being said, that part of it was frustrating. But positively, coming from there, the late game hits, Alec Bohm, you talked about Schwarber, Bryce doing Bryce things. Listen, JT, that ball should have been called out there, but nobody give a damn about that. That was a nice clearing basis for JT there, right?
After the golden sombrero before that. Yeah.
Yes, okay. But he still got a hit late in the game. It mattered, man. So, listen, if they don't win that game, we feel a hell of a lot different about these 19 strikeouts. I'll be interested in hearing you with the 19 strikeout things being a positive, because I get none of that. I'm not going to overreact to it happening, but I can't sit here and say with my eyes that was a good strikeout. That was 19 of them.
The pitcher was throwing strikes. If he's throwing strikes, you can only take so many pitches. I could count. I think looking back, there were like three bad chases the entire game, and two of them were from Bryson Stott, a guy who I wouldn't expect to chase anyway. I don't know.
America's leadoff hitter,
Bryson Stott. They did feel like good, productive strikeouts to me. And the other reason
they weren't productive.
Here's why they were productive. The starter was out of the game in the sixth inning, which, you know, the more he strikes guys out, the more you take pitches, the better chance that guy's not going to be in there late in the game. I'm not, like, Jack, you're looking at me like I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
We were hoping that you are.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. I really, when I was watching them, I was waiting to be pissed off. I agree with you. You get a little antsy when it's strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. I agree with that part. You get antsy. But when I'm watching it, I didn't have that feeling like with Trey, where he's closing his eyes and swinging at a slider in the dirt, or Casty when he's going up there and closing his eyes and swinging. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. I just saw them get beat by a pitcher who was better than them for the first six innings yesterday. So I felt like they were a good 19 strikeouts.
Yeah.
That just sounds insane.
Yeah, you just keep adding that to there, and I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about?
It was a good 19 strikeouts.
No, it was a bad 19 strikeouts, but they overcame it.
It was a good 19 strikeouts. But we wanted to see plate discipline from them, and I felt like I saw plate discipline from them. Not every time that you have plate discipline are you going to win every battle.
So you'd rather have the 19 strikeouts than early contact and letting Mackenzie Gore wait around? Is that what you're saying?
That's what – well, I mean, I always bring back the first game of the Mets series last year where they tried to hit Kodai Senga instead of letting him throw pitches. The guy's not going to throw balls unless you take a pitch. Well, so you know, they faced a guy who was not throwing a lot of balls yesterday, but I thought I saw the discipline out of the Phillies that I wanted to see in game one.
Yeah, a little bit too much of not swinging early in the count. And here's the thing. When everybody beats this into their head about the approach at the plate, this is what happens.
You get a little trigger happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is where we are. So, again, they overcame the 19 strikeouts.
Good 19 strikeouts.
Yeah, they did. Thankfully, we had Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Yep.
Right? So Washington couldn't necessarily hit him. The bullpen, some good, some bad?
Yeah, some good, some bad. I thought everybody looked good except for Romano. I thought Kirkring looked good. I thought Alvarado looked good. I thought Strom looked good. The only guy out of the bullpen I didn't think looked good was Romano.
Control.
I don't want to overreact or anything to day one. I'm out on Romano.
No, come on.
I'm out on Romano.
No, he's going to be good.
He doesn't
you
have reliever stuff. Yeah, he doesn't have.
He didn't have good stuff at the beginning of the start of the outing. He was back up to 97.
He threw one good pitch in that entire outing yesterday. If you keep talking about him being a closer, I don't want a guy going up closer who's not going to blow people's doors off. That's what I want.
He got a back up to 97.
Yeah, I like Kirkring better than him. I like Alvarado better than him. I like Strom better than him. I like all those guys better than him. I'm out. So I feel more encouraged rather than discouraged. What do you feel like, or do you feel the same after yesterday?
Oh, I feel the same.
Jack?
I feel mostly the same. I'm not where you are on the 19 strikeouts, you know.
A good 19 strikeouts.
A positive 19 Ks.
Yeah.
Productive.
A productive 19 strikeouts.
It was a productive 19 strikeouts.
Yeah,
it,
and I agree with you mostly that the play discipline looked better, but they still swung and missed a lot. And there was actually some pretty poor situational baseball they got bailed out on to make it 3-1 by Olstadi and Marshy.
Trey, too. Trey, I think it was in the seventh. I'm trying to remember what he did. He threw it to the wrong base.
Well, he tried to throw it to first base and
right.
It bounced and then Harper
no, not that
scooped
one.
It.
No, there was a different one. There was a whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but like the Stott strikeout and then Marsh strikeout. Marsh trying to bunt didn't exactly go well.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, nobody can bunt anymore.
No, it's not a big part of the game.
Yep.
There's some positive signs, 100%. Wheeler was Wheeler. You know, some of the offensive people. The new lineup I was pretty encouraged by. I hope they stick with it. I liked having Schwarber in the four spot. Bohm in the three, like being able to control the bat, having him there rather than batting fourth makes a lot more sense, so I like that. But I can't sit here and say, like, the 19 strikeouts was not sending shivers down my spine early in the game.
It was a good 19 strikeouts. You need to learn how to be positive about the Phillies and see things for how they really are. So were you more encouraged, discouraged, or in the middle?
The same.
I was more encouraged.
You are a lunatic.
215-592-9494. Were you more encouraged or discouraged about the Phillies game yesterday? And the other thing on that, and you mentioned that, I don't want to see the other lineup now. Like, I want to get
this. Well, it's going to be in there tomorrow.
What I was just getting ready to say. Yeah. We're going with a different lineup tomorrow.
Like you know, everybody was worried about Kyle Schwarber not being able to hit, you know, without all those guys behind him. He had a single and a home run yesterday. He was the best.
He went first pitch swing in his first at bat.
Yeah.
He did.
So he can get the four spot. Can't do that in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
the numbers don't even back up him not being able to bat fourth. His cleanup numbers are fine.
Are good. And Trey Turner has good leadoff numbers historically. So what are you doing, Topper? All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, I'm going to surprise you guys with the next question. I know we didn't talk about it before the show, but sometimes I think we could use the next question.
That always leads to a horrible Jack answer.
It's going to be a good one. It's an easy one, I promise you, Jack. So today is Lady Gaga's birthday. Lady Gaga, and not my favorite, but an all-time pop star, one of the biggest pop stars ever.
Okay.
Yeah. So give us your go-to pop star, Jack.
My go-to pop star.
Yeah, all-time.
All-time?
Yeah.
Doing the Ike, talk my way through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that.
No, I know.
Sorry for surprising you, but
it's all good.
Like this was an easy
one. I'm just going to go to my first one that I lost a CD on the plane to Italy when I was 8, and I didn't get over it until a little bit later. Not to pull a young Eskin having all the money in the world, but it was Britney Spears.
Oh, I mean, she ruled the world for a minute.
We're talking like an 8-year-old in 2000.
I understand it.
Not all of us were getting ready for the or in the league.
I remember when Britney Spears was a big deal, man.
She's a huge deal.
I was always more of a Christina Aguilera.
I was too.
I was on that side of the.
I was too.
The debate.
I was too. Ike, you have a go-to pop star?
Define pop star for me.
I think you know it when you see it.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
that's helpful.
Well, here's the thing.
Yep.
Everybody in the black community is not considered a pop star.
I would say. If it is,
because I want to go Beyonce.
No, I would say she's a pop star because Destiny's Child was a pop group anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
Here's what I would say:
Dreamgirls.
I don't know if that's R&B group.
Yeah,
pop group.
I think she is not your. She's not like your cookie cutter pop star like Britney Spears is. But I would say that Beyonce ends up being a pop star.
All right.
Now here's the question I ask you guys: do groups count, or does it have to be a singular person?
That's where I was going.
I like groups.
Yeah, because I was thinking about Backstreet Boys.
That's mine.
Yeah,
my go-to is Backstreet Boys. Seen them 9 times.
You've seen the Backstreet Boys for such a music guy.
9 times. They got great tunes. Undeniable
three
tunes.
Good songs.
No, that's not true. I mean, they have at least 15 bangers.
They do not have 15.
They
bangers.
Do have 15 bangers.
Backstreet Boys, is that Justin Timberlake?
No,
that's
NSYNC.
The other one.
Yeah.
NSYNC. Yeah, that's NSYNC. Yeah.
We've named six others.
There's a million of them.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You more encouraged by the Phillies yesterday? Do you think they were a good 19 strikeouts like I do? Or are you more discouraged? Or are you just the same as going into it as Jack and Ike are? 215-592-9494. And today, for next question, based on Lady Gaga's birthday, give us your go-to pop star all time.
Hold on, is Rihanna a pop star?
Yeah, just keep naming them.
Just keep
switching minds.
All right, you're going Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay, so Beyonce's back on the table.
She's back on the table.
Okay, great.
All right.
I mean, pause, but yeah, she's back on the table.
Is that a pause moment?
Yeah.
Well, okay, all right.
If you use your imagination.
Okay, all right. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Justin just scared the hell out of me standing behind Jack's mouth.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Just out of nowhere.
There's that mustache.
Yep.
All right.
He gets one big call, and here he is.
Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, the king is back, baby.
Leading you're back home.
Hey, yo, look.
How's Kentucky?
I ain't going to be swinging at everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, lead off. I'm going to take some pitches today. What's up, boy? Hey, yo. The boy back, you know, bringing these takes at the leadoff spot. Y'all done missed it because yesterday y'all had boys on here singing. Y'all had people out here giving y'all.
Dude, that was an electric first hour to get people ready for opening day.
Spike was letting people go. Remember the Bill of Spike? That went out the window. He had
dude.
30 minutes.
Dude, when it's a baseball day and you get the real baseball callers, that's when you get stuff like that. I couldn't control that guy. That guy wants to open up with "Do You Remember the Vet" song. He gets whatever he wants, Corey.
Yeah, he might as well have been Herb's cousin.
He kept going. Oh, I got something else. Yeah. I got something else. I'm like, damn, I'm thinking he about to get to his point. He bringing up something else crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Never answered any of the questions, by the way. Never answered any of the questions of yesterday.
Hey, but when the look at the Phillies yesterday, you know, I ain't going to lie. When the game first started, I was hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trey Turner, he did come out, you know. I was like, I wanted to kill him. I was like, you know, I'll sit back and see how he did. And early in the game, you know, we was taking a lot of the strikeouts. Like, you were talking, this dude, Mackenzie Gore, Jack was telling us yesterday he wasn't all that. I'm looking at this dude, though. I'm like, this dude better than what Jack was talking about.
Hold on. I was the only one that said it was.
Well, by the way, Jack.
The only one who knew him.
Yeah, but you hedged. You said you were like, he's a four starter, but Phillies are going to have trouble with him.
Oh, I don't think that's fair. I said they've had trouble against him in the past. What are you talking about?
I'm like, he's striking people out.
I didn't say he's a four starter.
Yes, you did.
I said he's going to win Cy Young.
Okay.
And then you sit here, you look at, you know, my boy JT, you know, what's his name? John Tyler, whatever.
Jacob Tyler.
They taught us yesterday. I ain't know the brothers. I'm like, okay, you know, you've been hearing, the talks all off season. We need to see something for you. You show up in the game, we need you. You already know, MV3, you know, he was ready. You know what I'm saying? You know, anytime home runner, that's like a tush touch there. Like
staring at it again, too.
Anytime home run, right?
When you get it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Put that in there. You know what I'm saying? My boy did the Eagle celebration.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Pander 101 right there.
I can do without it.
You talking about
I'm surprised you didn't do an Eagles chant right afterwards.
Well, the Eagles were in the hype video. You see that?
They were.
Yes.
BG was in it. It was good to see that.
Yep.
You talk about King Pander, man. This dude right here. Ain't nobody ever going to take the crown from this man. Dude right here is a Philadelphia athlete. So, Spike, this year, I was always, give Bryce a little bit of, give him some criticism, because all the hate that Jalen take. But, nah, man, if you come at Bryce this year, I'm coming back at you, Spike. Bryce Harper is top two athlete in the city. And what he did yesterday, game one, because me, it don't take a lot to please.
He top two? Top three. Top two or top three?
Who's number one?
Saquon.
Saquon's a top athlete in the city.
In my criteria, you got to have a championship to be the number one spot.
So Saquon.
Hold on. Hey, Corey, Saquon's the top athlete in the city.
Top three.
We're not in La La Land.
A little honesty.
I know you're in Disney.
I forgot about Saquon. You know what I'm saying?
How could you?
Everybody did because we're too busy talking about that moronic dagger play.
Hey, man, chill out. Okay. That topic is coming later on. You know, I don't want to change it up. That topic is coming.
More overrated, the Philly special or the dagger?
What you said on Tuesday, that needs to be studied, all right? So
what did you say on Tuesday?
That, when he said that Embiid shot versus the Raptors was a better play. Oh. And
It was higher leverage play. It won a playoff
more
game.
More memorable play. And all that.
I didn't say it was more memorable, but it was a higher leverage play.
I don't know about all that.
Bryce Harper's leverage. home run yesterday was a higher leverage play.
Hold on. Did y'all – I need this, Elliot. It's, I need him to find out. Did Vic Fangio say what I think he said? Was that a true quote?
I would hope not.
What did he say?
There's a Vic Fangio quote going around saying that back in 2021, he told Howie that Jalen was a perfect quarterback.
No weakness? No weakness. I need to find out. Hey,
well, everybody is saying.
Well, that's
now.
Why Vic Fangio is not an offensive coordinator.
Hey, man, but he got to stop him. But let's get back on the Phillies, yo. Yesterday, Bryson Stott, I need you. Listen, I got you an all-star. I put my name on you as being an all-star this year. Yesterday was not your best outing. I need you to improve. Alec Bohm, riding the Bomber. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So I need you. Brandon Marsh, you bad last for a reason. I was a big Marsh guy, you know. That was my boy. But right now, the way you looking, and like I said, it's week. It's game one. I don't want to overreact. You didn't do much yesterday. The Nationals ain't that good of a team. But, you know, I'll see going forward. But yesterday I was still, you know, I'm still in a wait and see. I'm still, you know, NLCS. I'm not down from that. We beat them 7-3. Bryce and all the boys, you know, Kyle Schwarber. Come on, man. My boy
That's
trying
a
to
man.
Steal bases. My boy trying to steal bases. Come on now.
Like, hey, you know. Corey, would
you give us a damn pop star?
Yeah, well, before you give us a pop star, can you commit to it being a good, productive 19 strikeouts?
I mean, sure. You know,
yes,
I mean,
there we
I don't
go.
Know what that means. Hey,
one for one.
You know, you know what is it? OG 3-point system. Win or loss, we got the win.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 4-point, but yeah,
4-point.
Who's your go-to pop star?
Oh, my go-to pop star. Hey, listen, I'm going against the delegation. This dude right here is underrated vocally wise, and that's Justin Bieber. Listen to the.
Oh, yeah. Bieber is awesome.
Big answer.
Bieber's awesome.
Big
I'm
answer.
I'm a Bieber guy. That's a good one, Corey. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you more – it's an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Are you more encouraged yesterday or discouraged or neither? I prefer you overreact and pick encouraged or discouraged. A quick note on Bryce Harper's home run, which is why I was dismissing your Phillies lead the league in runs and walks in the Grapefruit League. Bryce Harper had no home runs all spring training.
Uh-huh.
And the first game, he hits a big home run.
He's a red light player.
He was due.
Hey, Spike, they saw 193 pitches yesterday.
The Phillies did.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. You know why? Because they struck out 19 times. Yeah. Productive strikeouts.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Did you see? Oh, by the way, T-Mac used the walks in spring training stat.
By the way, I tried to find that stat. You could be lying about it. There's no team stats for the Grapefruit League anywhere on the internet.
No, I found it. Trust me.
Yeah. I went to see if maybe they led the league last year or something and walked to the Grapefruit League. There's no evidence of it anywhere.
Don't question
it. It feels like something from the Phillies told Jack, and he's repeating it, and there's no way to check if it's true.
That could be true, too.
I'll prove it to you. I found it was on MLB's website. I'll find it.
Okay, it was on MLB's website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Take a deep breath.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The college basketball tournament is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. It's an overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Are you more encouraged by what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? I am. You're more discouraged or you not feel one way or the other, like Jack or Ike? And next question today, based on Lady Gaga's birthday, who is your go-to pop star all time? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care. Know that. Maybe I should know that. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Peaches is probably his best song, right?
Nah, this tune.
Nah.
Peaches. Admit I was wrong. Oh, come on. Beaver? It's a WIPA afternoon show. And now I know.
You should have played Baby if you're going throwback, Beaver.
This is the one. Like the way you looked at my... All right, sorry. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Talking about the Phils today and Overreaction Friday. What do you feel more after yesterday's game? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more after yesterday's game? Better, worse, or the same? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
It's a good question. I'm going to go with people feel better. It was a win. I don't think they feel like the 19 strikeouts were as productive as you.
They were a good 19 strikeouts.
Fans just want the team to win, so I think they'll feel more encouraged, but slightly. So of the three, I'll give it 52% feel more encouraged. Let's go 20-something percent, high 20s for discourage, and 20-something for the same.
So it is 66.4% the same.
Oh, wow.
20.
Have a take.
20, yeah.
Man,
well, that's
up.
What I'm trying to say.
Man up.
You know, PD Spike would have looked at this poll and said, get rid of the same.
Yeah.
Better 24%,
that's
worse
true.
9%. Yeah.
You gave him an out.
I did. I did give him an out. Yep. That's the Jack influence of the show.
It's a Friday.
Real quick, did I tell you when I met Bieber?
No.
I met Justin Bieber. So my sister Alexa, my youngest sister, was a Belieber. Back in the day.
Yeah, the Beliebers.
Yeah.
Which are more annoying, the Beliebers or the Swifties?
Oh, Swifties. Beliebers never threatened to kill you. I've had Swifties threaten to kill me.
It was one time.
Yeah. No, but it was extreme, and it was more than one of them. So while he was, I would say, the very beginning of Bieber, like the initial explosion, he was at a different radio station, a pop radio station in Philly, and I knew the promotions director, and I went over there and got to bring my sister to meet Bieber. Mm-hmm. I met Bieber. The craziest thing I ever saw is they try to sneak him out the back door. And dude, they open the door, and it was like a zombie movie where the zombies are waiting for the door to open. The girl's just screaming and kicking the door.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was he was unaffected by all of it. Like, that's how I knew that he could be a star for a little while, the fact that he wasn't taken aback by any of it, that he was just sort of taking it in stride. Now, eventually, he had an issue or two, but it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, nah, man, the Justin Bieber story, and it will be one at some point.
Yep.
I can't wait to watch that behind the scenes. He was brought into Hollywood, discovered by Usher, I believe.
And it was YouTube. Kid.
Yeah, yep. So, but clearly a ton of talent, much like Usher, who was a child prodigy, you know, coming up. But made a lot of good music, man, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously that was for the younger generation. I wasn't necessarily a Bieber guy listening to Bieber music, but.
Not a Belieber?
No, but hearing his music, you know talent when you hear it. And he's like, to me, like Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake had talent.
Yeah, can I tell you? Justin Bieber, 100 times more talented than Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake might be the most overrated pop star in history.
I thought you were a Timberlake guy.
No, I'm anti-Timberlake. He doesn't have any good. He's got like four good songs.
I don't know. When he did that.
NSYNC was great. I'm not saying NSYNC.
Oh, I don't even consider him with NSYNC. I didn't start listening to Justin Timberlake till he started making music that collab with some R&B guys, rap guys.
You know when R&B guys started respecting Timberlake? It was when that NSYNC song Gone came out. And that was on like R&B stations and all that kind of stuff. And that's when he got it.
Yeah.
Cry Me a River, great. Sexy Back.
Yep, two.
Say Something.
Yeah. Yeah, Justin Timberlake had some.
My Love.
See, now you start.
Can't Stop the Feeling. It was awful.
It was a terrible song.
Take
See?
Back the Night, horrible.
See?
Did he make some stuff with Kanye? Well, no, he did an album with Jay-Z, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I think he did some songs with Jay-Z.
See? Yeah. See how it gets thin real quick, yeah. Jack. It gets thin real quick. All right.
Holy Grail, man. Come on.
Holy Grail. That's the one I'm thinking of. I'll trust you, though. I trust you.
He's fine. Musica.
He's more famous than he is a great pop star.
Well, Timberlake is closer to my age than Bieber is.
Yes. For sure. Joe and Chalfont.
I understand why you weren't a Bieber.
Yeah.
Not a believer.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, sir, Joe.
Right,
thank you, Joe. But,
how about the Phillies? Let's go.
That's what I like to hear, Joe.
You excited?
Finally. I mean, 1-0. Let's go, bud.
Win's a win.
Outside,
keep stacking them.
Outside of, everything, I feel like the whole premises of the game, looked pretty good until the seventh inning. But, here we are. Another year. But
you think they were a good 19 strikeout show? Productive 19 strikeouts?
No, I will say their pitcher looked really good.
Yeah, he was.
Trying to tell people.
And the shadows.
No, enough of the shadow.
It's a real thing.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Well, it's not like the Nationals were hitting.
Yeah, like he had the same shadows too, right?
Yeah, I know, but neither team hit in the first six innings.
But 13 strikeouts, man.
Well, but they took so many pitches, they got that guy out of the game after six innings.
Yeah. Well, the other problem with National Stadium during that time is there's a nasty glare. So the shadow's on top of a glare?
That's what
there
I like to say.
How are you supposed to?
There it is, Jack.
Yep.
Well, it's the hardest thing to do in the world, and now you got to add in those kind of factors. What are they supposed to do?
The excuses come in. No, we looked good yesterday, right? We looked good. I mean, up until the seventh inning, the boys did what they had to do, and they came through. So
they did. So you feel better or worse after yesterday?
Neutral.
What if I made you pick one?
You're going to, pin me. All right, fine. I kind of feel yeah. I don't feel confident.
All right.
How I am. I don't feel any better. I'm just happy they won.
Yes, I think that's how most people feel.
I don't feel confident, but at least we got a W.
Yeah, you got the first one out the way. It's always hard to get that first win of the season.
Absolutely.
Yes, hard to win games in this league.
Yep. Yeah. That's what they say. Those guys get paid, too. Hey, Joe, do you have a go-to pop star for next question today?
Does Frank Sinatra count?
Well, in the 50s,
I'll let it.
Frank Sinatra is not a damn pop star.
Who was a pop star in the 50s, then?
Well,
I don't even know if there was. How would I know?
Pop stars in the 50s.
Just asking questions.
There were. Google. Go to ChatGPT. All right,
I don't
Joe.
Do that Thank nonsense.
You. Yeah. Hey, Buzz. Buzz, can you pop up?
I'm here.
Could you, when you screen the calls, can you ask them if they have an answer to the next
question? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'll put the little dots.
No problem. No
problem.
Hey, right Buzz.
On. Yeah. Buzz.
What's
Turn
up?
That mic down.
It's not your first time.
No.
It's not your first rodeo.
I got to ask.
They all have answers. I just forgot to mark it.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Snap out of it. Quit promoting your late night shows. And lock in.
Yeah, enough tweets. We get it. You're on 2-6.
7-11 tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
7-11? That's a big shift.
It's doing final out.
Oh, this is after the game. I thought in the morning. I was like, what happened to Sealski and Ellis?
You know he's not on at 7 to 11 in the
He's
morning.
Usually on 7 to 10 Saturday mornings.
Oh, yeah?
7 to 10.
Yeah, it's hard to replace a legend.
10. Yeah, 7 to 10, though.
I didn't know he was on at 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Saturday he's been doing it for about 2.5 months.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
All good. Got bumped for you better, you bet.
Well, it don't sound so salty.
Costos is better than you.
Yeah, we got a job to do, Buzz. Yeah. We're trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
Not feed your ego.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Buzz is like, I'm better than Costos. Get Costos on the phone. 215-592-9494. Overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You feel better or worse after the Phillies win yesterday. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
It's peanut butter week again.
It is peanut butter week again. There's a break in the case. So I appreciate you bringing this up, Nick. So John Johnson, after doing peanut butter week last week, after did peanut butter week in September, he's doing broke college kids and things they would have in their dorms to eat for a meal, and his snack was a jar of peanut butter. This guy's got a peanut butter problem.
Yeah, he does.
I don't even want to see what kind of magazines he has at home in the basement.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Come on.
I mean, like food magazines. I read your mind. I know it's Friday. Like, it's
Bon
not
Appetit.
Friday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, so, Spike
And let me talk to the baseball guy. Ike, you're the baseball guy, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. He's the guy from Cincinnati.
There's an old adage in baseball. You can't go undefeated 162 if you don't win the first one.
That is true.
That's true. Yep. Half the teams got eliminated, so here we go.
You can't win the division in April, but you can lose it.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. In March, not even April, March.
I know. Yeah, I know.
And the last thing is baseball adage, which is, it's not how many strikeouts you have on the team. It's how many pitches you use to strike out.
That's what I'm trying to say.
More baseball.
Dude, first at bat, Tracy's what, six pitches? That's what I like to see. These guys are committed to that.
Yeah, and as long as Trey can just lose the bat only once a game, you know, that's
right.
That.
Yeah. He launched it yesterday. Who's
he?
Seltzer's guy, CJ Abrams, lost the bat too yesterday.
Yeah. Stinks.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was voting, it's like wake me up in July to see where the squad is.
Listen, are we still Philadelphia? We all watched the game yesterday. You can't react to it.
Yeah. Well, how'd you feel? Yeah, you feel good or better or worse?
It's the tweet. That's the X poll today, right?
Yeah.
I feel the same.
Okay.
That's why it's waking up in July. But
you guys are brutal.
I know I'm a 55-year-old white guy, and I want to say Michael Jackson, but
okay. For your go-to
Olivia,
pop song,
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's a good answer.
I love her music, man. I really do.
Driver's License, all-time tune.
Driver's License was awesome.
That's on me.
All-time tune.
I should have been going Mike.
Yes, you should, but you didn't.
Now your third answer of the day. Yeah.
No, Nick just answered Mike.
Yeah,
no,
but then Nick he went to Olivia Rodrigo.
But he actually said it, though. Right. Once you actually say it.
That's fair enough. So we do have an update on the Brandon Graham retirement situation that relates to Eagles Insider of the Year, and I'll tell you about it right after I tell you something very important, because one of our insiders is stacking stories. And a Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, you are going to stack savings. This month, stackable savings. It's the grand reopening of Colonial Hyundai. The dealership is beautiful. The cars are John Ashdale. The team at Colonial wanted the most beautiful dealership for you to have a faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. So stackable savings. What you're going to get, you're going to get invoice pricing on your brand new Hyundai, which means you're going to pay the same thing they pay. You're going to get up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. And then on financing, 0% for up to 60 months. They're hooking you up. They are hooking you up. Over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot, whatever you need. If it's an Elantra, they got it. If it's Tucson, they got it. If it's an Ioniq, they got it. You're going to get 3 years of maintenance, three-year maintenance package. You're going to get a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 24/7. You can go to Colonial Hyundai. ColonialHyundai.com to see what they have on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So, we did award Eagles Insider of the Year for 2025, but the race for 2026 is on. And the guy who finished second, Tim McManus, who, by the way, had the most first-place votes, if we're, you know, if
should've,
we're being honest.
Should have won.
He had a really long story on Brandon Graham's final season here with the Eagles. It was really cool. Some inside stuff from BG, from his family. It was really cool. It took you through the entire season. But here is one note that I think reflects well, at least on the voting for Insider of the Year. He says, it wasn't until his exit meeting with general manager Howie Roseman a week before the start of free agency that Graham knew for sure he would be stepping away from the game. This is from Brandon. Howie said, man, this is such a fairy tale ending for you, but I'm going to let you decide on what you want to do. I was like, man, you know what? It's over. My prayer was pretty much said to me in a way to go ahead and retire. So how this is related is Dumas, of course, reported that BG was going to retire at the parade, but this says that decision was not made till a week before free agency. Mm-hmm. So Dumas finished third. He didn't win it. What a travesty it would have been if he had won it. With this story, with McManus comes back and
breaking the story. Yeah.
By the way, BG describing the triceps injury, the triceps tear, he said he was on the plane after he initially tore it, thinking it wasn't feeling that bad until he was feeling around on his arm.
Now, is this the second tear or the first one?
The first one. And he said he felt a hole where the tear was. And it was like excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And by the way, and this is reinforced in the story, nobody thought he could come back. Like it was season ending.
Well,
nobody
thought he probably shouldn't have come back.
Right. Well, if he wasn't retiring, you probably don't come back because you could tear it again.
Yeah.
The fact that it was the end of his career, I think you go ahead and you go for it, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, one guy did know he was coming back, and that was Elliot, which is
Elliot,
part of the reason why he wanted
he didn't have it initially.
Well, he didn't know. He guessed, and he admitted that.
But still.
Well, yeah. He was the one who said it, though. He was the one who said it.
I certainly thought it was foolish.
I thought it was foolish, too. You know, I dismissed Elliot like I normally do.
Well, you know what it is? When they give guys these time frames for recovery, part of it is there's time built in there that says the injury may have been healed earlier, but it needs more time to actually strengthen.
For you to be able to play football.
So that you don't re-injure it as soon as you go back out there. So it probably healed, but it wasn't healed long enough for him to withstand some of the stuff he was doing out there on the football
field.
Hence
why he re-tore it.
Yes. Yeah. Not just... And that's why you have to sort of ramp up slowly after that injury.
Ramp up with this year's Sixers season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No ramping. No more
don't
ramping.
Don't use ramp up.
So much ramp up.
Maybe load manage your recovery.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after yesterday's game? Mike and Horsham, you're on WIP. Mike and Horsham.
What's up, fellas? How are you today?
Mike?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike? Phillies. I'm encouraged.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't mind them like key strikeouts. I mean, traditionally, in the beginning of the season, the pitchers have the advantage, I think, a little bit.
Well, plus they went from Florida where it was 75 and sunny, and then it was 57 yesterday. That's a big change. It's cold.
I'm sorry. Was every other team not in Florida?
No, I know, but I thought you were on my side of the excuse.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, Spike, he knows it's nonsense, so he don't even know how to stay on that side.
Well, that one is nonsense.
It's cold.
Well, they won. They won. You know, bottom line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's, wins and wins. I don't care if it's 30 strikeouts. They won.
if it was 30 strikeouts, we would feel differently.
Holy cow, what a game that would have been. 30 strikeouts, an extra inning game where you strike out.
Would you use that as productive?
If they want. It depends. It depends on how many pitches they
saw.
Mike, they take a lot of pitches. That's what we want, right?
Here's what was most encouraging, Mike. Let me help you guys out.
Okay.
You know, because the 19 strikeout nonsense I'm getting sick of.
Well, it was encouraging. They took pitches.
What was encouraging was Alec Bohm hitting in the three hole.
Yep.
Driving in runs late in the game. Kyle Schwarber in the cleanup spot.
Yep.
Getting a home run there. That was encouraging. Would have been nice to see Trey get at least one hit up there.
But he walked.
At the leadoff spot.
He took six pitches, the opening at bat.
So we'll take that.
Yep.
We'll take that. That's encouraging. Don't try to tell me 19 strikeouts is encouraging.
To me, Mike, give us your go-to pop star. No.
Doylestown Zone Pink.
Pink's a good one. Right. Pink's a good one.
Pop star.
Pink's a good one. That is a pop star. Two-decade career. I do think if we're going to do the ramp up thing, might as well do this. Mm-hmm. It is about the process in which you struck out. To me, the bad Philly strikeouts is when they go up. They all go up there, closing their eyes, swinging as hard as they can, trying to hit home runs. Those were not the strikeouts I saw yesterday.
Yep.
The strikeouts, I saw a team that at least, and you guys were right, and they might be in their heads a little bit about taking pitches, but they were facing a pitcher who was throwing strikes. The shadow stuff, I'm not going to say it's everything, but it is something. But if the guy's going to throw strikes, like, and you're going to go up there patiently, you're probably going to strike out. But I do think their commit to me, the approach and the commitment to doing something different, which is what we questioned out of them, they did it. Now, what I don't want them to do is say, well, we did it. We struck out 19 times. We can't do it anymore. They did win the game. They did chase. You know, they got the starter out of there after six innings. They were able to put runs on the board after the starter got out of there. They did see 192 pitches, you said, Jack?
193.
So I do think it was a productive 19 strikeouts. It was a different 19 strikeouts than I think we would have normally seen the Phillies have. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a good 19 strikeouts.
But you're adding the productive part to it.
Yes, but they were productive.
They were not.
Seeing more pitches is productive.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess.
And that bullpen is meh.
The Nationals.
The Nationals bullpen.
Yeah.
Brandon Finnegan is going to pitch against the Phillies until walks in high school. I mean, seriously, I feel like I've watched him every year. Every year of my life, Brandon Finnegan's been a Nat.
How old is he?
No, he's like 32. Okay. He's really only been there since 2019, but it feels longer.
By the way, this is the first time I really looked at Mac. Max Kepler's got a bit of a baby face for a vet.
Dude, he's a striking man.
He is. He's a good-looking guy.
Dude, I thought I had that one foul ball that was hit to right field.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Kepler looked good.
He did.
He had that big walk late. He's got a little cockiness when he walks, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
A little swag to him.
Yeah. Like Utley, you step in front of the plate like that. He's got little shades of Utley.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're in WIP.
Mike, I just want to thank you, my friend.
For what?
Interesting.
I love the way you just shut these people down, and then their only response is, you're not going to get a job.
Oh, thanks,
it's
man.
Just,
nobody did that
so
today.
Fun. Listen. No, yesterday. Back and Andy into the corner.
Oh, Andy and Deptford.
Oh, by the way, Andy was on Beat the Hammer this morning. Atrocious performance. But again, they do is give layups for the camera.
Right.
Well, I mean, he could have said who got Spike's job, and then he would have got one right. But you know, he didn't go there.
Yeah. Well, he's not a smart guy.
No.
Yeah.
And the tough streets of Deptford, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to come off of that.
But yes.
The Phils, man. I just think it's early, and there were some good signs yesterday. Both pitchers were pitching lights out, so, you know, it's a good start.
I thought it was a good start, too. Well, they won. It was good to see Wheeler. Every time I see Wheeler be great, it's a relief that he's still Wheeler.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because that is one of the callers brought up yesterday that eventually, you know, Wheeler's 34 years old. He's eventually going to fall off, whatever.
No, he's
and
not.
I live in that fear of
this
because,
is the year.
Well, so much depends on him being great.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That I live in that, but he still looks like himself.
Yep.
You know, he is the most, he reminds me of Roy Halladay more than any other pitcher reminds me of any other pitcher.
Well, it's just, he's so great that you're surprised when he doesn't pitch well.
Right.
You know, it's just when he allows more than three earned, it's like, is he okay?
Yeah.
And even the Keibert Ruiz thing, I was surprised he got to that pitch. It was the 12th pitch of the
at-bat. It was a great at-bat by Ruiz. It was a great at-bat.
And then two innings later, he got hit on his shin, and he swung at it on the Kirkland.
He did swing on it, yeah. But Kirkland's got some nasty stuff.
I know.
Gary, next question today. It's Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star.
I got to say, happy baby day, Tay Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
It's pretty good.
Taylor Swift is a big answer. Now, Gary and Vineland, that's a caller
Good.
It's been a while with Gary and Vineland. I like Gary.
Yeah, Gary's a good caller.
I got another question.
Yeah.
Concerning a pop star.
Yes.
Isn't there an age limit, or shouldn't there be an age limit to the pop star?
I don't believe so.
Well, there's one.
You can't be a pop star in your 30s.
Oh, you can absolutely be a pop star.
You could be an aging pop star.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, you can be a pop star. I mean, Justin.
Like when Beyonce got in her 30s, nobody viewed her as a damn pop star, did they?
No,
I mean,
it was just
Michael
transition.
Jackson was in his 30s when he was a pop star.
No.
Sure.
I mean, no, I didn't consider him a pop star.
I mean, like
when he had that kid, like, sort of personality, he tried to stay young forever.
I'm just saying, more than one way.
Naturally, grow up as you get older. There has to be an age limit to being a pop star.
It's more a teenage thing,
and then your 20s.
Well, I think some people stay a pop star, and then some people grow out of it. Beyonce, you could argue, grew out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, but Gary just mentioned Taylor Swift. She's what, 35? She's a pop star.
I think she's still a pop star.
She's at the end of being a pop star.
Close to being an acoustic album.
To me, it's about the kind of music you make and who likes it.
Right.
Who
was making pop star music at the age of 40?
Lady Gaga's 40. She's got to be.
Yeah, but when was the last time she...
But I don't consider Lady... Is she still a pop star?
Yes!
No, I think she's transitioned.
To what?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever's next. I just don't... Pop star seems like something for young people.
It's for young people to like. But I don't think you have to be young to be a pop star. In my opinion. Well... You shouldn't be hanging out with your fans.
Those would be the people that's coming to your concerts.
Sure, I mean,
what have you? Like, pop stars cannot be 40 years old, man.
You don't think? All right.
For me, it just seems kind of weird
sure.
to me.
215? No. do we have, is Mr. Shore Parks joining us?
He said it's definitely not happening.
Oh, what?
Oh, now he's a pop star.
He's fraudulent. Well, he's 40,
guy.
Too.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's a pop star guy.
Tiny dancer over there.
Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks, the debut album.
Is he at the reception yet?
Size 7 food.
No, I believe it's one of, I believe it's a long...
Long
ceremony.
Day.
Yeah. Catholic ceremony.
Probably
maybe.
A Catholic ceremony.
Yeah, those
so
are
So is it a daytime wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, it started at 2.
Oh, it started at 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not over yet.
Yeah, discount wedding.
Yeah, well,
it's an early start time.
Yeah, it is an early start time for a Friday.
It's pretty egregious.
You got to do a 5 at least.
But right? I guess when the...
Let
no,
people take a half day at work?
Weddings are expensive, man.
They are expensive.
If I had to guess, it's one of those Catholic weddings that start at the church, and then they all go home for a little
right.
bit.
Oh, right. They have 2 hours in between.
And then
what?
They, and then they have the reception later.
Oh, dude, my wife, Val, was in... hey, Brianne and Mark. She was in a wedding for her good friend Brianne. It was a Catholic wedding. It was a Saturday. The what's it called? The ceremony was at like 1 p.m, and then the actual reception was at like 5:00.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, the question was, what
I've
do I do with my
I've never been to one
clothes?
Of those. Yeah, I've never been to one of those.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I thought it was over 6 times.
Yeah, the service is so long. It's so long. It's so long. It really is. Yeah.
It's gracious.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I heard it.
It is what it is. All right. Well, Elliot's not coming up next, so we'll take your calls on the
real
Phils.
Real quick, I got to give a shout out to Kirsten, who's hanging out with us here at Chickies and Pete's.
Hey.
She came over.
Yeah.
She wanted to address the question that you have for everyone today concerning the Phillies. Or do you feel, what is it? Do you feel better?
Better or worse?
Worse or the
same?
Flat out, she feels worse.
Yeah.
You feel worse? I'm going to talk to you in a minute. I'll be over. 215-592-9494. Some bad Eagles news coming up next. Well, maybe bad.
They're not Super Bowl champs?
Nah, they're still Super Bowl champs, thanks to Josh Sweat. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.